Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and this past Sunday we continued on with week two of our Wide Open World Missions series. We're looking at this big idea that we say yes because God is faithful. We say yes because God is faithful, not because we feel always capable or able. We say yes to what God is calling us to do, to the Great Commission, to making disciples, to living on mission, because God is eminently, completely, and always faithful. And I've kicked this off each week just looking at the Great Commission where Jesus told his disciples, and I think to us, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. And he starts that command off by telling them, hey, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And then he says, therefore, go make disciples. So he basically says, guys, I'm in charge. I am in charge. I have all authority. Therefore, go. And then he finishes it with, and I'll be with you always to the very end of the age. And so we've got these incredible promises from the Lord about his power and his presence, that he's with us and that he's in charge. And that's the basis on which we go into the world, into our communities, into our neighborhoods, into our workplaces, into our own families, and sometimes across the globe, to go be a part of what God is doing and to share Christ with others. And specifically this Sunday, I was talking about the things that maybe keep us from living out that mission. And one of those things is flat out just fear. If we say yes because God is faithful, I think sometimes we say no because we get fearful. And I took us to two different passages of scripture. One with the Apostle Peter in Matthew 14 when Jesus calls him out on the water to walk on the water. And at first, Peter hops out in obedience to the Lord and he's walking on the water. He's doing the seemingly impossible as he follows Jesus, and then many of us know the story, he starts looking around. Instead of keeping his eyes fixed on Christ, he starts looking around at the waves and the wind, how strong the wind is, how big the waves are, his circumstances, and he begins to get afraid. And then he begins to doubt, and then he begins to sink. And I told our folks on Sunday, if you're like, is that a metaphor for life? I think so. I think it really happened. And I think it's sort of a metaphor for all of us about, hey, in our lives, Jesus calls us into places that are sometimes uncomfortable. He calls us into obedience, and sometimes it's scary, and the wind is strong, and the waves are big, and life is hard. And it's tempting sometimes to take our eyes off of him and get focused on what's going on around us and start listening to the voices in our own heads, the voices speaking to us, and listening to all the voices except the one voice that really matters, the voice of our Savior, saying, hey, you just keep your eyes on me. And then I took us to Acts chapter 18 with the Apostle Paul. And you know, I think most of us probably, if we know anything about Peter's life, we're like, yeah, I can see Peter getting fearful. He was very much like us. We can resonate with the Apostle Peter. He's got some really big fail moments. But Paul, the Apostle Paul, at least for me, sometimes I think of Paul and it's like, that guy was just a machine. And he's just this gospel sharing machine. And maybe he never felt fear. And yet we know that he did. We know that he dealt with that because in Acts 18, he's going into the city of Corinth. And he's had a rough road getting there. He's gone from city to city to city, and he has literally just been beaten up. I mean, he's been stoned. I mean, they threw rocks at him till he almost died. He's been flogged. He's been put in prison. He's been chased out of multiple cities. And then sometimes the people who chased him out of the city would follow him to the next city and chase him out of that city. I mean, just a lot of opposition, persecution, and suffering. And if you've read his letter to the Corinthians, 1st or 2nd Corinthians, his letters to the church at Corinth, I mean, it was not a delightful time there. It was a lot of great ministry, but there was a lot of messiness there. And the Apostle Paul specifically says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 3, he says, I came to you guys in much trembling and fear. And so there's a moment in Acts 18 where after Paul has spoken to the Jews there in Corinth, and he's tried to convince them that Jesus is the Messiah. It says they become abusive toward him. They revile him, they slander him, and he gets to a point where he kind of throws his hands up and he says, "You know what? Your blood be on your own heads. From now on, I'm going to the Gentiles. I'm done with you." And God comes to him in a vision one night and says, "Paul, don't be afraid. You keep going. Keep on speaking. Keep on sharing and proclaiming about me." And he says, "I have a lot of people in this city who are mine. There's going to be a lot of people who respond to the gospel here. And you just keep going." And it says the Apostle Paul stayed there for 18 months. That's his second longest, as far as I know, his second longest stay in any city as far as the missionary journeys he went on. He stays there for 18 months and has a time of really fruitful, if difficult, ministry there. And I think it's just a good reminder to us that, again, sometimes as we follow Jesus, as we're walking in obedience to him, it gets scary. It gets uncomfortable. Again, the wind and the waves are big. Sometimes it's just stuff that has happened in the past, maybe like the Apostle Paul, where we've gotten beaten up a little bit and we're fearful of re-engaging. We're like, man, it's tempting to just throw our hands up and quit and say, "Man, I got hurt here. I got hurt in the past. I don't know that I want to re-engage again." And I just, the Lord is gracious and he's good. And maybe to some of us today, he's saying to you, "Hey, don't be afraid. Don't give up. You keep going. Eyes fixed on me. Re-engage. Keep on serving. Keep on giving. Keep on going to your life group. Keep on sharing the gospel. Keep on living on mission. Don't stop. And don't be afraid. Trust him. He's a good God. He's in charge. And he's with you." Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, we thank you for those promises. Lord, help us not to fixate on what's around us, but keep our eyes fixed on you, Jesus. Keep our eyes up, as it were, fixed on our Savior and our Lord. And Lord, we thank you for those promises that you will empower us to do what you've called us to do, and you're with us. Lord, we love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now just to pray for yourself.